AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Stocks finished with sizable losses on a day the New York Stock Exchange was shut down for half a day by a technical outage. Teddy Weisberg, president of Seaport Securities, says with the NYSE out of action, he and other traders just moved their business to one of the 50 or so other exchanges.
Yes, it's a particular problem for this institution, but it's not necessarily or at all a problem for a client trying to execute a buyer or seller.
Trading resumed about 50 minutes before the close. The Dow lost 261 points. Baltimore has been racked by a nearly 50% increase in homicides, 155 this year, and a big spike since the April police custody death of Freddie Gray. There were four more homicides last night, three in a shooting on a street corner, only blocks from the University of Maryland Baltimore campus. Today, Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake fired Police Commissioner Anthony Betts.
Too many continue to die on our streets.
Rawlings-Blake naming Deputy Police Commissioner Kevin Davis as the interim commissioner. The South Carolina House is debating the future of the Confederate flag flying over the State House grounds. Freshman Republican Representative Neil Collins says he supports taking down that flag.
I do support removing this Confederate battle flag as much as I respect it. It's time for our state to use this opportunity to heal.
Earlier, the state Senate voted overwhelmingly in favor of a bill that would take down the flag. State police officials say they have gotten threats against members of the legislature, both for and against the flag. Police say a Connecticut man admitted to fatally throwing his infant son from a bridge, then jumping into the river below. This is AP Radio News. The number of heroin users in this country has grown by nearly 300,000 over the last 10 years. That's according to a new government report, which says most of the new users are white. AP correspondent Mike Stobie with what's been going on.
Experts think that people have shifted from OxyContin and other opioid painkillers to cheaper heroin.
The Obama administration wants to expand a requirement for utilities to install safety valves on natural gas lines across the country to avert the risk of deadly explosions. The proposal would cover new or replaced gas lines serving multifamily dwellings, small businesses, and homes, which are not covered under a 2009 mandate. Federal judge says the Washington Redskins can still use the name, but they'll lose some legal protections. He ordered the patent office to cancel registration of that name. Judge Gerald Bruce Lee says the team name may be disparaging to Native Americans. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.